Bud.
Wines.
Bud.
Wines.
Bud. Bud.
Wines.
Oh, remember that? The famous Budweiser frogs from the 1995 Super Bowl commercial. Well, don't expect a repeat this year. For the first time since 1983, there will be no Budweiser ads during the game. Anheuser-Busch and other major brands say they're skipping the biggest advertising day of the year. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, joins me now. And Robin, this is a business story, sure, but it's like kind of a cultural moment too. What's going on with Budweiser?
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch, the parent of Budweiser, is reading the room nationally. You're not supposed to have giant parties with all that food, beer, and laughter watching creative ads. It's a sober time. And so the company's going to be donating the money it would have spent on that big honking Budweiser ad to coronavirus awareness. And for what it's worth, Peter, it's going to be running some feel-good ads in the run-up to the big game, not just on live TV, mind you, but over YouTube and social, where a lot of the advertising conversation has moved.
It looks like the company will redirect some of that money to the coronavirus effort, as you say. What's that look like?
I mean, what are you going to say in an environment like this where beer sales have taken a wallop from live sports and other things? Everybody right now is in a very antsy way waiting for that vaccine. They know about their parents getting in line for this. And I think to the extent that they want to be part of the conversation, they're going to have ads that talk about the numbers and links that you can reach to find out where you can get inoculated, maybe dissuading some people that are terrified of getting this vaccine or rumors that are running rampant.
Not just Budweiser, as I said, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Audi also pulling ads out of the big event. The cost, $5.5 million for 30 seconds for one of these ads, by the way. Yes, it's a feel-good thing, but is it also a financial decision because of this, the state of this economy?
Well, it's tricky. The ads, yes, they aren't cheap. There's a long lead time for glossy production. You remember the Rocket Mortgage one with the guy taking his biceps up. That takes a long time and involves CGI. And yes, you think about how much Coke and Pepsi have lost business in this environment. But, Pepsi is still shelling out buku money to sponsor an enormous halftime show, and it's still going to be advertising Mountain Dew and Frito-Lay products. Other veteran advertisers like Coke, Audi, you mentioned avocados from Mexico, they're just sitting it out altogether.
Well, and here we are, though, talking about them, so that's got to be worth something. I wonder if that's part of their calculation as well.
Well, it's tone, first and foremost. To be sure, $5.5 million for 30 seconds, it's not going to make or break a multinational brand. But it's just the dissonance. You've historically expected honking audacity from Super Bowl ads. The prevailing wisdom right now, for this season at the very least, is hang low. The national mood is down. This is a plague. You don't just flip on the switch to theatrics.
Okay, well, those companies won't be spending the money, but plenty will be, right? I mean, it's not like the Super Bowl will have no ads. Who's going to step in and fill the gap?
Yeah, there's still some stalwarts, Toyota, Pringles, M&Ms, but you're also seeing newbies like Triller, which rivals TikTok, Fiverr, which is a freelance marketplace, the online car seller Vroom. In defense of the Super Bowl TV ad, Peter, live sports, they remain the last bastion of advertising pricing power. You don't DVR this stuff. You don't catch it on ad-free streamers. So these upstarts, they're trying to bet that they can use the opportunity to grab the spotlight, the mind share for themselves.
Robin, do we have time for one more thing before we go? Robin Farzad, thank you so much.